flushed the toilet? That sounded like a toilet flush.
That's my girl.
She sounds like a toilet.
That's the way she always sounds.
She's doing crunches. That's what it sounds like.
I was about to start, and then I hear whoosh.
Oh, man.
She still want your bloody stool from last episode?
She called me an animal. What'd you call me? You bitch.
Oh, <God.
laughs> don't call me whore.
I want your bloody stool.
No, I'm not a whore monkey.
You need to stop playing around with all the clowns and the wanksters. Good girls gotta get down with the gangsters. Go ahead, girl, put some back and some neck up on it. While I stand up in the background and check up on it. And that's how we begin all of our episodes. Welcome to episode 71 of the TryGames.net podcast. Oh my god, this is a disaster. It's Sunday, November 18th. 11:53 a.m. So that means if you haven't gotten your bag of mails or bag of shit in, you're screwed. Yeah. I am your host, Austin Chupon Shao, Sir Mix-a-Lot, and I have a full crew for once. In like how many months? Everyone's finally here. So let's start off with Alfredo.
Good God! 1, 2, 3, 4.
We have Tony.
Aliens cannot make out with humans in Singapore.
But they can now.
But they can now.
Over 18.
Thank goodness.
Hey, if it's mature 18, they can. But not 15.
Yeah. And then finally, last and very least, we have the nose. Ethan, welcome back again.
How you doing?
Even though you were back 2 weeks ago and then went away again.
Right.
You still can.
Oh, no.
So we'll start with you. What have you been playing since you've been alone in the house?
Just
and have games.
Skip me. I've been working. Forget it.
Pointless.
At least he's honest.
Did you even buy Manhunt 2 like you said you were going to?
I haven't. I've been either at the house or at work for the past, I don't even know how long.
So did you buy Manhunt 2?
No.
Dude, okay. Can I get like $5? Because you're like rich. I mean, I
yeah,
should have
sure.
more, but...
$5, no
yeah.
problem. Done.
Just email me $5, okay? A scan a picture of $5 and just email it to me.
Done.
Do a wire transfer for $5. It'll cost you $3.50 extra.
Yeah. Tony, what have you been playing?
I've been playing the Orange Box.
More Orange Box, good.
I've been trying to play Half-Life 2. I haven't started any of the other episodes because I've never played Half-Life
2. 1, right. I mean Half-Life 2,
no,
regular.
Half-Life 2. Yeah, regular. And I'm just a pussy. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Did you get the Did you get this weapon called the gravity gun yet?
Do you know where I am? Let me tell you where I am, and then you'll have your question answered, okay? The helicopter. It's chasing me.
Oh,
that be in the beginning. Okay.
No, that is tough. That is a tough area. Like all those freaking helicopters are tough.
Tony's on a coal miner's cart.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a tough one. You just have to keep on ducking in and out and getting sucked up by those weird things that live on the ceiling.
Yeah, I already got the achievement for bowling.
Achievement? Oh, that's right. You have the 360.
Yeah,
version.
Bowling for barnacles or some shit like that.
What does that achievement mean?
Well, what you do is you take an explosive barrel and you let the barnacles
suck. Oh, nice.
Up.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
Like multiple barnacles all over the place, and then you blow the barnacles up and then boom, boom, boom.
That's
all
funny.
Over the head, and then it says achievement. And I'm like, what? I didn't even know that was an achievement. With these achievements, I'm really not paying attention. I got, like, achievements that don't make sense. Like, when I was playing Portal, it was like, what was it? First mission cleared. I was like, okay, that's an achievement? I think everybody could do that. I feel like a dumbass.
You probably get 1 gamer point for that.
Yeah, no, 5.
I think,
oh, my God.
These achievements are all sometimes are really dumb. I got a 0 point achievement for quitting out of a song in Guitar Hero or something.
Yeah, you got it in Guitar Hero 2 for quitting out of an encore, and you get it in Guitar Hero 3 for quitting out of a boss battle.
Yeah, and it's like you're chicken or something. But the quitting one in Guitar Hero 2 actually does give you points.
Oh, that's good.
In 3, it doesn't give you any points. This is zero. And I think there's like a secret achievement in Dead or Alive or Ninja Gaiden or something from Tecmo that's like that gives you 0 if you like really suck. So
that's so bad.
I already got 200 achievements so far, guys. Yay!
Yay!
I got 401.
And 1?
Yeah.
What have you been playing to get that 1?
Oh,
Al,
Guitar
Fred.
Hero 3. I'm taking back my guitar today because
oh, good.
Double strums. I good. Went and played at my friend's house yesterday, and
it
was fine.
That? Oh.
No, I played his guitars just to make sure I wasn't crazy. And, I definitely have to take my guitar back today. And I looked on their website, and basically, if it's within the warranty of the store, you got to take it back to the store.
Okay.
I hope I'm getting a hassle. Yeah, I really haven't played anything else, but I do want to talk about what I want to play. I want to play Assassin's Creed. Everybody says the game is awesome.
Really? I've been seeing a lot of mixed... Like, I personally want to play it a lot. But yeah. I'm just saying that, like, I've been seeing a lot of mixed reactions.
Yeah, like, it's repetitive and...
Some people say it's repetitive. Other people, it's like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's good shit that, you know... Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, everybody I've talked to has had wonderful things to say about it. I bet you when I go to work, the guys on my job are going to have great things to say about it if they got it. Even though...
I'm sorry.
Well, one of my friends is a graphics whore, so I think he probably has it. But he likes FPSs more. Mm. And fighting games, but I'm not sure. I don't think I played anything else, actually, to tell you the truth. I downloaded Carcassonne, but I didn't play it yet when it was free on Friday.
Is that another board game, too, in the game of Catan? Okay.
It's a medieval strategy board game.
Oh, Carcassonne!
Carcassonne.
You can't spell Carcassonne without S. What's up?
And it's not going to happen. I want to play Jericho.
Happen.
If I can't even play fucking Half-Life 2, why would I get into this?
There is that, and then there's also the fact, from what I hear from a lot of people, including our own Shenlong Dingle, who's actually reviewing for Gamer 2.0, he wrote an interview that was pretty bad. Everybody, like, is slamming that game, yeah.
Yeah, it's,
wow.
It's got
everybody slamming that game.
Terrible design decisions.
Yeah, wow. That's what I'm hearing, so maybe you're better off being scared of it.
I mean, I'd still buy it as a fan of Clive Barker. But...
Right.
Yeah.
Jesus.
See, the thing is, I did like Undying for the hour that I could stand of it because I couldn't, like, I was, like, playing in the dark. Yeah, I was playing in the dark, and I'm like, fucking, I'm not playing this anymore.
I can't deal with that game, man. Other than that, I was playing WoW. All my people are now again, and so now we're running all the Burning Crusade stuff. We're going to be running Endgame soon. Yeah, bitch. What you been playing, Austin?
I finished up Dragon Quest Monsters Joker for review.
Oh, you beat it?
Yeah.
Nice.
No. I beat it as much as I could stand it. I got to the end. It's just like, to beat the last guy, I would have to go back and grind for another, like, week.
Which is basically just the same game that you're reviewing anyway.
Yeah. So, but like, yeah, I gave it a 7.5. It's a good game. I personally think you'd like it, Al.
Okay.
It's just not for people who are annoyed by grinding, which sometimes I am. Mm-hmm. I think you pointed out to me that something like Pokemon, for example, which I've never played, but from what you said, it's like they make you level grind, but they mask it decently enough.
Yeah, the only time where it's hard is that once you finish the game, there isn't any of that masking. Like there isn't any more story to kind of progress through.
Right, but then that comes in at the end. That comes in at the end, right? In this game, go ahead. Sorry.
So you can refight trainers and things like that to get expanded experience points, but it's still grinding, you know.
Yeah, in this one, there's like there are like two side quests, maybe.
Mm.
I think not even, and then there's like. There are very few like little nooks and crannies that you can actually explore. So it's like you're running your ass around in circles, fighting the same goddamn thing like for hours and hours and hours on end.
Like Final Fantasy, fighting ogres.
Yeah, like the original Final Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, but otherwise, like it's really good. Tony, have you ever played the Dragon Quest games?
Dragon Quest.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, I was going to say, because I know you like RPGs, I don't know if... This is basically Dragon Quest with, like, a huge... this is Pokemon, thrown into Dragon Quest's chest, basically.
Yeah.
Like, the gameplay is exactly Dragon Quest, but, like, you have to sit around catching all these things, so... If you're, like, some compulsive, addicted, breeder-type, monster-collector-shit kind of guy, then this would be up your alley. Because it's like Dragon Quest, but... Since you haven't played it, never mind. Ethan, what you been playing? Don't ask, I've been working.
Wake up, Ethan.
Check chat, bitch. I'm up.
What?
Nothing.
I don't know.
What the hell does that mean?
I meant to write Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Oh, in the chat window, he writes Pokemon. Oh, wow.
Pokemon off giant dragon boob.
Pokemon.
Yeah, I mean, it made sense if it was like a half hour ago and somebody made the comment, and if it was spelled correctly. But fuck it, just move on.
Or if it stayed in your head.
Look, you know what? This is like a Nazi chat room now. I understand you guys are against the Jew. All fucking time beating up on the Jew.
Dick.
Take off that hat, Rubenstein. Okay, let's move on. We are on to the news. First off, there's a lot of fucking numbers. That is like the weekend news. Numbers, numbers, numbers. First of all, Guitar Hero 3 sells 1.4 million copies in October.
That's awesome.
When did it launch? Like, what day exactly? I believe
2 days. 3 days away from the end of October. The 28th.
So the 28th. And in 3 days, it sold 1.4 million copies. Holy shit. By comparison, I believe...
I bought them all.
Yeah. By comparison, I believe that Halo 3 sold 3.3 million in, was it 5 days?
5 days.
And was that global? I believe that was global, right?
No, I don't know.
Okay. let's just leave, whatever. So, the top 10 software for the software sales for the month was Halo 3 at 433, let's round up, 434,000. The 360 version of Guitar Hero 3 at 383,000. And then the Wii version of Guitar Hero, which I don't know why, but I'm still a little surprised that it did this well. At 286,000. I don't know why I'm surprised, because it's like the perfect fit. Mm-hmm. But anyway, by the way, these two are with the guitar. And then the PS2 version with the guitar sold 271,000. And then all the way at the bottom, at number 8, the one without the guitar sold 231,000. Where's the PS3 version?
Exactly.
Not on the list.
Shit. Oh, wow. Man.
I'd love that PS3.
System's doing great. But Sony!
Well, yeah, we gotta wait. Like I said, it's
I thought they did have a decent month, actually, for the system.
Nope. I'm going to say it again. It's gonna come into its own next year. I mean, I don't think Ratchet and Clank alone would have freaking saved the system, but, I mean...
Especially not for this holiday season.
Yeah.
It's too much shit coming out for other consoles.
I will say, though, that that game called Drake's Adventure or whatever... Yeah,
Uncharted,
Drake's Adventure. That looks really fun, and I actually want it now, but I don't want to get it if it has 6-axis support, because, like I said before, I want the DualShock 3, and I'm going to wait.
Is it PS3 exclusive?
Yeah, it's my Naughty Dog.
Oh, okay.
That looks really fun. So, I mean, I don't know. The thing is, I don't think that necessarily has the recognition to draw in the huge, you know, fan base. Like, anyone who already owns a PS3 is probably going to get it. And people looking to buy a PS3 saying, what system should I get this holiday season? And people are like, well, this system has Gears of War, and that system has Uncharted. And people are like, the fuck is Uncharted? I'll go with Gears of War, you know? Which is kind of unfair to the game, but that's how it goes. And then Phantom Hourglass. Did Phantom Hourglass come in October or September or the end of September?
It was October 1st.
Okay, so that sold 263,000 to round up. Again, with fucking Wii Play. At
it's
number 6, 239,000. What the hell?
They're loving that remote.
Oh, Jesus shit Christ.
Hey,
and then,
look, everybody wants a second remote or a third remote. And excuse me. Then they're like, okay, do I want a remote? Or do I want a remote in a game?
I want a remote and then put that $10 towards Assassin's Creed. And then number 7 is Tony's Orange Box. For the 360, they don't list PC sales on these numbers. So
Tony's Orange Box, that's pretty sexual.
Yeah, ooh, hey, Orange Box.
The balls are black though.
And then Brain Age 2 at number 10. So yeah, Guitar Hero 3 was owned October. I guess I shouldn't be surprised that it did so well on Wii, because Wii is for like casual people, and this is a
somewhat casual game. So,
yeah, I still say it's casual. I mean, especially given that when you play it on easy, it's like kindergarten.
Oh, man. Let's not talk about easy. People were playing it last night.
Yeah, I saw you playing it on easy. Them.
Well, I was playing it on easy, yes, because I was too tired to play on expert. And I'm almost finished with easy. But the thing is, when I play easy, I'm thinking it's probably because of the double strumming, but I would fuck up one note and I'd be so pissed. I have like 99%.
Oh, because of that. Yeah. Use a D-pad.
Yeah, that's what I should have done.
So, yeah, I mean, if you use a D-pad, you can't... Oh, they actually have more numbers here for the top games of 2007 entirely so far.
Oh, wow.
So Halo 3 is at 3.7 million.
Probably the number one game of the year, right?
Yeah, it is at number one. Madden is at 3.2 million. Guitar Hero 2 is at 2.8 million. Oh, motherfucker, we play with the remotes at number 4 with 2.5 million. Jesus fuck. And then Pokemon Diamond is 2.1, and Pokemon Pearl is 1.5. So combined, the two versions are 3.6 million, which still comes in second behind Halo.
Yep.
Spider-Man 3, which was a shit movie, and it's probably even a shittier game, was 1.4 million. That's wow. Number 9 for the year. Stop playing video games. You guys are idiots. God. And then last is Guitar Hero 3 with 1.4 million. Shut up.
No.
No. Whoa.
That's like... Ow, you just gave Tony a cold.
I did. And now I feel that phlegm and all that stuff come through the mic.
Special
speakers.
Juices.
All
right. Ew.
Blue nose right on this mic.
Stains me.
Stains. Yeah, and those, by the way, those numbers were from blog.wired.com/games, the Game Life blog, and they have some more hardware numbers. Let's see, for October. If you remember from last month, the 360 overtook Wii, thanks in a huge part to Halo 3. Now we've got things back to the status quo. Wii's at 519,000 units at number one. Nintendo DS is at 458,000 at number two. Xbox 360 is back at his number three position with 366,000. And then PSP with 286,000. PlayStation 2 with 184,000. And PlayStation 3 with 121,000.
Anchoring. The big-ass anchor.
Dude, I swear to God, this price cut needs to move units. I mean, now that they're at $400. Ethan, at $400, would you buy, like, a PlayStation 3?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so that is a reasonable price point for you at this point, right?
I mean, what's the 360 selling for now?
300. Well, here's the the pack that you'd want to get that's the best balance between performance and price is the $350 version that comes with a 20 gig hard drive and
two free games.
Oh wow, two free games.
Oh, that's right. Which ones is it? A Marvel Ultimate Alliance and
Forza, I think.
Oh, those are good games. Those are good games too.
Yeah. What is the headphones?
So.
Yeah, and the headset.
What does the PS3 come for at 400?
PS3 at 400, I believe. It's just a system and controller, but you have built-in wireless, so you don't have to. The 360, by the way, does not have built-in wireless.
Yeah.
Changed my mind. I wouldn't buy it.
And it has the Blu-ray player and all that shit.
Wouldn't buy it.
I think it might still come with Talden.
Yeah, but here's
Talden Knights. I wouldn't buy it.
No, that's I'm not trying to compare. I'm just saying, like, if you are a person, you know, you've been kind of somewhat, you know, loyal to the Sony brand in some respects.
Here's what I'll say. I mean, I still think the price is probably pretty expensive. I think the new ads that they've come out with are finally doing something to speak to what the system does.
Right.
They're great ads, and so their marketing's kind of caught up, whereas the first set of ads were just fucking retarded.
But I mean, for you personally, let's leave the comparison out of the picture for the moment.
Sure.
Let's say that you're the person who says, I've wanted a PlayStation 3, but $599 is unacceptable.
Yep.
Now that it's $399, how much more willing are you to jump in, or are you still like, nope, it's got to come down more?
I'm a lot more willing, but... I don't know if I can take the comparison out of the argument, you know?
Sure. No, that's fair, but...
I think I'd still have to look at it.
Hypothetically,
if it were the only system around, yeah, I'd buy it. But if it's the only system around...
Let's put it this way. Not that it's the only system around, but that you like Sony products, you like the games that you're seeing coming out for it. You know, Microsoft is there, but you don't necessarily like what they're offering.
Maybe I'm not the right guy, because, like, honestly, I'm kind of angry at Sony.
Okay. No, that makes it... No, that's fine. That's fine. Like, if you're someone who's angry at Sony, does $399 kind of soften that blow? And it sounds like it kind of does.
It's a better price. I think if they can keep that price for me, they could even charge $50 more, and if they throw in a bunch of stuff, they're better off. So they can stay at a price point that's higher than the Xbox, but they have to offer at least the same amount of shit.
Right. I think for me...
I mean, that's a game.
Yeah, you gotta throw in a game, you gotta throw in a hard drive, you gotta throw something in there, and you can still charge more to say, like, okay, technically it may be a better system, but you can't have that much less for that much more money.
Now, here's the thing, though, I don't know if MotorStorm comes with the 80 gigabyte, which is $500, only, or if it also comes with the 40 gigabyte. So
I think it only comes with the 80.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, like, you know, the Xbox has so many games out too.
Yeah,
I just I can't do it with it. If the comparison is there, I'd buy the Xbox first.
Right. Well, with respect to the actual hardware, I will say that when you're introducing a piece of hardware at $399 that has the same supposedly has the same muscle as a 360, and then it does pack a Blu-ray drive in it. Like, as much as people want to make fun of Blu-ray, that shit, you know, right now, if you buy a standalone player, I think it isn't it still like $400 or $500?
I guess I thought it was going to be $600 or $700 still.
No, there are some at $500. I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think that's a good point, but
so it depends. It depends on if you had that TV, and if you're like, dude, I want to watch Planet Earth on this TV, and I do play video games. So why be an idiot and get a standalone player when I can get a PS3? That was basically my mentality going into it. So,
hey, no,
like, not everyone has a high definition TV, so it's not. It's a harder sell.
And not everybody cares about Blu-ray because they don't buy DVDs.
Right.
And if you don't buy DVDs and you rent DVDs, you're not renting Blu-ray discs.
Right.
Yeah.
Though I will say though that the way that this the PS3 upscales DVDs, it looks really good. It does look really good.
Fair enough.
I'll tell you why I was laughing when you said if they want to watch Planet Earth. I thought you said if they want to watch Battlefield Earth.
Oh, and God! No, stop! No!
And I will pay anything to watch. $1,000, I'll buy that system if they have Battlefield Earth on Blu-ray.
What was that stupid line that Travolta had before you could speak your name, something, something?
While you were still learning to spell your name, I been trained to conquer galaxies. By God.
A-L-F-R-E-D.
J-B.
Oh, God, what a shit movie.
Oh, man. I think that they have, I'm looking at the little sponsor links on the Gmail, and they're selling at buy.com a 60-gig PlayStation 3 with a $100 price drop.
Yeah, it's going
on. And five free Blu-ray movies, so I'm wondering if the five free Blu-ray movies go with the 40-gig.
I forgot to mention that to you, that they are having this five free Blu-ray movie offer. So if they had good movies, I'm assuming that would sweeten the deal a little bit. But, again, your TV is still... The regular
standard.
Oh yeah, I mean for me that I don't buy it because of that. I buy it only because of the system until I bought an LED TV now, not even plasma or LCD at this point.
Right.
Which is probably gonna happen early next year.
OLED. Dude, did you just say an LED TV?
Yeah, OLEDs. I don't know how.
Oh, OLEDs. I've heard of those. Yeah.
But what was I gonna say? The thing with the 40 gig at $400 is that the backwards compatibility is gone.
What?
You're gonna keep your PlayStation 2.
Like, completely gone.
Really?
That's why it's $399.
That's why it's $399.
Oh.
The 80-gigabyte one, the more expensive one, has software backwards compatibility that they never plan on improving.
Okay.
It's still better than the 360s, which is basically every month or so they'll be like, oh, guess what? A new game works. You know?
Oh.
But the different... I think with consumers for the PS3, like, the marketing message was so strong with... 360, that's not backwards compatibility. We got the freaking emotion engine in here. We play all PS2 games from the start, except for Tekken 5. And it's awesome, and it works. And then, like, now they're like, you know what? It's not that important. And then people who are waiting for a price shop and were like, I want my backwards compatibility, they're like, wait a second, but you told me all this shit about how great the backwards compatibility was and how shitty Microsoft's was, so I'm waiting for this price shop, and now I get it, and now I can't even do what you advertised. So I think that's the bigger problem there.
That is a problem.
So it's so confusing now. Like, the 360 just started it all. I mean, oh, you got the core at $300, and then you got the premium at 400, and now you have the elite at $479, and then PlayStation 3 launched with the 20 gigabyte without the wireless and without the memory cards, and then the 60 gigabyte with the wireless and with the memory cards, and oh wait, we're gonna phase those out and give you an 80 gigabyte for with no software compatibility thing and everything, and then the 40 gigabyte with nothing in it, and then how many
it's just a
models
box
do you yeah
disk drive?
Goddamn models do you need?
I thought we got consoles so that we wouldn't have to worry about
exactly.
Shit.
Meanwhile, we sit in there like, oh, one box, $250, take it or leave it.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
It's oh my God! You know what the funniest thing was? Before the PlayStation 3 launched at GDC 2006 Game Developers Conference, before it launched, Phil Harrison went up there and says, "No, we won't be playing around with multiple SKUs. We don't want to confuse our consumers." And then they do this.
Oh, they didn't confuse them. They just fucked them in the head.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, it's not that big a deal.
Not that big of a deal.
But yeah, I mean, after all that ranting, I think the point was that with the $399 PS3, hopefully it should do better in hardware sales next month.
Do you guys think they'll drop it further for Christmas?
I don't. I think this is their drop. And I think for someone who's just a PlayStation gamer and wasn't really concerned about backwards compatibility, $3.99 is a fair price, because honestly, if you're a Sony, you know, if you're a PlayStation gamer, you probably haven't been paying too much attention to the 360, and the PS3 has a lot of cross-platform titles. It does have Assassin's Creed. It does have Oblivion. It does have all those EA games. It has Madden. It has all that shit. It has its own games in Ratchet and Clank. It has Uncharted. It has Call of Duty 4. You know, so it's like...
It has Resistance Fallen Man. Can't find that anywhere else.
Oh, God. Thank God you can't.
I just don't think there's so much like brand loyalty for like guys that are looking at consoles. I don't think you're going to have all these hardcore Sony guys that are just waiting for this price drop. I think they'll go buy Xboxes instead.
Well, I think I disagree with that, but I think the result will be the same, because I think you do have really... I think the people who have been buying the PS3s mostly have been those hardcore guys who are brand loyal.
Yeah.
So they do exist, but...
Yeah, but they already sold their 1.2 million copies or whatever. That's it. They already sold...
The regular people.
Right, and they're not gonna. That's what I'm saying. I don't think. I mean, when did the price drop come out?
I believe it came out in. No, the $400 SKU I think only came out at the end of last month, the beginning of this month.
Oh, okay.
I believe, but like, no, I mean, no, you're right. If just the person who likes games a lot is not going to sit there and wait, you know, for the price drop and wait for the games to come when they could just as easily get a 360. But I think there's like that middling ground of people who are like, you know, fuck Microsoft. But $5.99 is too expensive. I do think that they're there. I mean, like, not in massive force, but, you know, when you look at, and of course this is a very small subset, but it's a significant subset. When you look at message boards, and because that's the internet culture is a huge part of, you know, the video game culture. So when you look at message boards and you see what people are saying, that is indicative of, I am a Sony guy, I can't afford $600, but I can afford $400, so I will buy this now.
When I think about Christmas sales, I think about people buying consoles for other people. That's the only chance I think it has, in that, you know, my Aunt Ruth has no idea, and since the PS3 ads are a little bit more on TV now, she goes and buys that. I still think in January you look back at Christmas sales for this stuff and the Xbox kicks the shit out of PS3 and they don't pick up any real ground.
Oh, no, I think you're right. I think, though, that the price drop will help significantly in PS3 sales.
We'll see when you more sales this month, you mean?
Right, well, yeah, I mean, when you compare to the fact that it's been selling barely over 100,000 units every single month, whereas everything else has been over 200,000, I think that the price drop will at least maybe bump it up at least, you know, I don't know, maybe a third or half even, to maybe come near breaking 200,000, which for the PS3, as you know, as of yet, would be an achievement, because... Let's be real, 100,000 every month versus everything else is not really that great.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'd be willing, interested to see. Not if it picks up a third on its number, but if it picks up a third percentage-wise on the other competitors, and I don't think it will.
No.
I think everything goes up because everything sells, you know, more at the holiday, but I don't think PS3 makes any percentage difference.
Right. I mean, I think we'll have to see what happens this month. Well, this month is part of the holiday season. We'll have to see what happens, like, I think either you or Al just said, in the spring. But I think by that point, the games will start to come out. Devil May Cry, how big is that? I don't know how much casual or mainstream appeal Devil May Cry has. So we'll have to see.
Yeah, I don't know if there's that much mainstream appeal for DMC.
But when Metal Gear Solid 4 comes out, that will be the test.
When is that coming out? What's really sick?
Spring 08, I don't know how much. They delayed it again, but I don't know how much. So I think Spring 08 is what I'm going with right now. If anybody can answer that, just post on the blog, whatever. But Metal Gear Solid... Oh, you're looking it up now?
Huh?
Is someone looking it up? I heard someone typing.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Okay.
No one cares.
No one cares. But, yeah, Metal Gear Solid's been, you know, Sony's thing in the U.S. I mean, that's the one that everyone in... for the PS2 was like, oh my god, Metal Gear Solid 2, it looks so great, I'm gonna look at it, and then you get that stupid blonde-haired naked guy that you had to play the second half of the game, and people got pissed. But they still bought it. But let's move on. More numbers. GameTap adds the 1,000th game to its roster, which is Civilization 4.
Oh, sweet.
Wow.
Game to add.
Yeah, I don't know if you were on the podcast that I said I started with GameTap, Ethan, but I started with GameTap.
How do you like it?
It's good. I mean, it's not spectacular. Like, I was playing Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time, just to compare it to the GameCube version, which has the most awful audio in the frickin' face of this earth. And it would stutter sometimes when loading between screens, and it crashed once on me. But I don't know if that's a result of the game code or because of GameTap's interface. But it was good. You know, it downloaded the game in maybe 10-15 minutes. Meanwhile, like, they had all these videos streaming in the interface. Like, GameTap has GameTap TV with, like, little videos playing in the window, and, like, there are a lot of these interviews with other journalists and stuff like that. So, basically, like, while you're downloading the game, you can sit there and you can watch this shit without having to, like, go, okay, I gotta sit here and wait. I'm gonna go and I'm gonna download another video from another website because I'm bored or something like that.
Or just walk away and do dishes.
Yeah, I mean, they have things streaming, so it's, you know, it's relatively well put together. I think the interface is still clunky, but, you know, it's not that bad. Some of the arcade game things are really annoying. Like, I can't figure out how to consistently drop in a quarter. Like, when I was playing Final Fight, they give you one life, okay? And they don't give you any of the dip switch settings. You can't set how many lives you get. You start off with one. And then,
was
like...
That was the arcade game?
Yeah.
Mm.
And then I'm sitting there, I'm pressing enter, and I'm like, is this dropping my coin in? And I'm pressing one, and it's like, is this dropping my coin in? It's not doing it. And then, like, 2 seconds after I press one of these buttons, I don't know which one did it, but it drops, like, 3 credits in, and I'm just like, what am I doing?
I think my coin in should be, like, the new sex term.
Oh, jeez. Like, and I don't think they did a very good job of that. But it was just really awesome to just, first of all, legally pay to play 1943 instead of, like, you know, bootlegging it. And second of all, paying a flat rate that was really cheap. So I got it for $5 a month for the first year, because they have this, like, anniversary thing where if you sign up on their anniversary, they give it to you for $5 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did. And I tried playing the Prince of Persia game on DOS, Prince of Persia 2. Not the new one, but the old one that came on DOS. And that one is, like... I don't know. There's something weird with the DOS emulation there. I mean, I don't know how they're handling it. I don't know if they're doing their own thing or if they're using DOSBox, but it doesn't work that well. So I think if you're looking to play something like... Oh, Ethan, by the way, they have all those old adventure games on it, like King's Quest, like all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, considering how weird the Prince of Persia emulation was for DOS, I don't know how well that's going to work.
Mm. It might go...
I don't think it'll do it that fast, but... Like, I don't know. Like, the Prince of Persia one, you know, it makes you look up something in the instruction manual to get the password or something.
Copy
like that.
Protection.
Yeah. And I did that, and then I had to switch out with Alt-Tab to get to the PDF file, which had, you know, the instruction manual on it. Because mm-hmm. they didn't provide it for you, of course. And when I tried to Alt-Tab back, it didn't work.
Uh-oh. So that's something that DOS would do.
Yeah, you know, things like that. But I did download Typing of the Dead, and I played all that all the way through, and that was good for, like, a night's worth of entertainment. So,
the house.
Would you say balls?
The house.
Oh, the house. Oh, my God. It's G. It's his blood. Terrible voice acting.
There was nothing we could do.
Yeah, there was.
My God.
Please,
I
help
am in
me.
So much pain.
Have you ever played House of the Dead or Typing of the Dead, any of you other guys?
Is it based on House of the Dead original or House of the Dead 2?
I think just based on House of the Dead 2, yeah.
Okay, 2 was just awful. Remember that, Ethan? We played it on the Dreamcast with no gun.
Oh.
With no fucking gun. We had to use the handle like if fucking hand cramps.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
I should bring my guns over. I need to go and buy third-party guns, too, because I have a game, Confidential Mission, that they disabled the old guns for because of Columbine and stuff. I was very upset with that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, I got to go buy new guns. I wasted $20 on this game, and I can't even play it.
F, are you all right? Yes, I am okay. We have to save G. next one from next news item from Kotaku. Nintendo churning out 1.8 million Wiis per month. Will that be enough for the holiday season?
Maybe. I mean, they're selling half of that a month.
That's true. That's a good point. I still am of the belief that a lot of these 1.8 million has come from the stockpile that they saved up from not releasing them to consumers over the past year.
That's probably true.
I sell you two, I save one. Sell you two, I save one.
One for me, one for you. One, two for you, one, two for me. Three, yeah.
Three
but,
for
you,
one, two, three for me.
In an interview with Next Gen, Nintendo of America's George Harrison, who's on the way out, by the way, was asked just how many Wiis we can expect to see on shelf come Christmas time. 8, yeah. Despite initially trying the old, well, we won't meet demand line, George eventually fesses up and dishes with the cold hard numbers. I can't give an exact number for November and December. We had to make our final decision on how much to produce each month for the holidays back in the summer. It takes about 5 months for us to increase the actual monthly rate of production. We're at a rate now worldwide. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, God. Worldwide, 1.8 million Wiis a month.
So yeah, it ain't gonna be.
Yeah, that's yeah. That he does note this. He ends the article with, that's a global figure, by the way, of 1.8 million. Divide that up amongst North America, Europe, Japan, and everywhere else, and you get, oh dear.
Yeah,
that's how he ends. He says, oh dear.
Oh dear.
Yes, oh dear indeed. Wow. Okay, so maybe they won't have enough.
Nope.
At all.
Get a few now and eBay them.
Yeah, seriously. Meanwhile, now, the Japanese hardware sales chart for this past week. I bring this up simply because, well, number one, we have the DS Lite at 78,854 units, no surprise. Then we have the PSP at 58,964, which is not that huge of a surprise, but still you'd expect to see the Wii up there. Mm-hmm. So Wii's got to be next after the PSP, but it's not! PlayStation 3 in Japan. 55,924 units, and that leaves the Wii in fourth place with nearly 35,000. And I'm rounding up here. So, what the hell boosted these sales? And it looks here that first of all, the 40 gig model made its debut that week, and so it helped Japan with its numbers. I don't know if it's gonna like Ethan said. I don't know what the fan base here is gonna be like, but it helped Japan. And then there's this game Shin Sangoku Musou. What game is this? Let's see.
That's not Shenmue, is it?
No.
No,
it translates to How I Met Your Mother.
Part 5.
Ouch.
The big down.
Ow. Oh, yeah, and after the outlier that was the Xbox 360 actually outselling the PS3, it's back into its normal nesting point of 5,800 units at the bottom.
Oh, my God.
And they don't even report Game Boy numbers anymore, so I don't know if that's it selling the Xbox.
they don't have any original Xbox figures on there, do they?
No, that would be like probably 3 returns.
Yeah. 3 returns.
There is some good for some Xbox, though. Does anybody want to read the author of this next article?
Oh, God.
Susan Arendti for Game Life.
She's gonna hate us.
Huh?
I said she's gonna hate us.
Probably get her on as a guest.
Yeah. You'd be like, this is special guest Susan Arendti. That's not how you pronounce my fucking name.
It's gonna be like a Family Guy episode.
Yeah, but this article is titled Xbox Originals Won't Have Achievements on 360, but I brought this article in because I couldn't find the original. Basically, the announcement is that the 360 is going to get original downloadable Xbox games.
Yeah.
So for $15, you can download some of your favorite Xbox games that you may have sold back or games that you may have missed.
Or games you may have purchased in Best Buy for $5 less.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Fable. Halo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, that's Microsoft's getting on the classic game bandwagon in terms of downloading full games. Sony had that for PS1. I downloaded Medieval and Siphon Filter for my PlayStation. And then, like, obviously Nintendo's got his Virtual Console. So Xbox is jumping in. If you have a 20-gig hard drive, I wonder how many games you can have on that at one time since Xbox did use DVDs. Games.
Eight.
And on top of that, you only get like 10 gigs out of your 20 gig, which is weird.
No, but that's because all of that shit it comes with.
Yeah, but even after you delete it, there's still a lot of system files that take up a lot of space.
Yeah, it's like one third of the space is taken up by system files.
Wait a minute, there's 2 gigs or 3 gigs of system files?
No, it's like 8 gigs more than of that. System files.
This is 8 gigs.
That's possible. Are you serious?
It's either 8 gigs of system files, or that space is doing something that doesn't want to let you use it.
Maybe it uses a swap file. I mean, look at Windows, and it's fucking disgusting.
That's true. It probably does. It probably does do something like that.
Yeah,
but if you go on your 360 hard drive and you delete all that shit, you only have like 13.7.
Right, and you start out with like 10.
Mm-hmm. Somebody has to figure out what the fuck is in there. That if that system files, that's the worst programming I've ever seen in my life.
It's Microsoft. Mm-hmm. What do you expect?
They could have put XP on there at less space. They could have put Vista for less space.
Oh, now, here's the question, Austin. Shit. If you go out and buy an 80-gig hard drive, will it be the same thing? You'll only get, like,
120-gig.
Huh?
Well, with 120-gig, you wind up with, like, 80 or 70 or something like that. I kind of took a glimpse at my friend. My friend has an Elite. Uh-huh. And I took a glimpse at his hard drive. It was like 79 gigs left, and he doesn't download anything.
But are you shitting
me? Wait a minute. That's impossible.
Did he get rid of anything?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Well, okay, well, come back to me when he deletes everything and tell me how much space is left.
He's got like a mountain of porn or something on there.
I should stop by his house and like secretly delete all his crap.
Secretly delete. What happened to my Madden demo? Oh, okay. Never mind. But let's see. This next story is just kind of a throw in there. It's how Capcom decided that Okami for the Wii was a good idea, besides the fact that it would probably make the money. My guess is that everybody begging. It said the guy said Christian Svensson from Capcom says, "What if we took a second shot with Okami's content on another console, a platform people were repeatedly asking for it on, a platform that could help some of the core mechanics of the game? And now that it was already semi-known and loved for sure by the media, it's no longer technically a new IP. It really deserved a second chance. Thankfully, others in our organization felt the same way. As we stated before, Okami is such a huge game, we aren't planning to add additional content, but we're... blah, 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 blah." What were you saying, Ethan?
Nothing. I made a bad joke. Just steamroll on. Don't listen to me.
No, I won't. But, yeah. I mean, a lot of people like to throw petitions out there and be like, "Oh, Devil May Cry 4 shouldn't come to the 360, throw out a petition to ban this game, or we're not going to buy it, we're going to boycott it." That's not what you use a petition for. You use a petition for it to bring a game that you want on a system mm-hmm. to your system. So
you boycott.
You boycott by not buying.
Petition to boycott.
But, yeah, I mean, if you want a game, scream out for it. I mean, they do listen. The best way to do it is go to community forums. Don't just, like, don't write a letter to a publisher that might just throw the letter out. Give it to the developer who might be like, hey, they are the ones who have clouts with the publisher. They're the ones who are like, hey, you know what, we want to make this game for the system. It could make you a lot of money because these people want it. And then they're like, okay, fine. So, DS Lite, a new model. It's still a rumor.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know why. The rumor is that they're going to come out with a new model that's even slimmer with a bigger screen, and that would take away the Game Boy Advance slot.
That would be counteractive. Pokemon?
Yep. I wouldn't buy it because I want my Game Boy slot in there.
Me too.
And George Harrison didn't come out with a no comment. He said instead, "We don't have any imminent plans for an upgrade for the Nintendo DS. The product is still selling extremely well around the world. I'm not sure what his source was for this, but it's not something you're going to hear about anytime soon." Which this new blog poster jumped on him for saying that that doesn't mean no comment. But come on, the dude's on his way out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's probably like, you know, wrapping his shit up and like, you know, dusting his hands off and saying, "Oh, well, I'm just going to say something and, you know. No imminent plan." You know they're going to come out with a new one like at some point.
I mean, like, the fucking original Game Boy, how many years did everybody have that brick? And, you know, and it...
Five.
Yeah, and it was there for... the DS Lite came out, like, last year, didn't it?
I think a year and a half, maybe.
Year and a half, maybe?
When Mario... when it came out when Super Mario... New Super Mario Bros. Came out, right?
So, yeah, yeah.
About a year and a half.
Yeah.
Still, the shelf life is just like ridiculous. I
mean, you know what it is? You know what it is? It's fucking Apple and their product life cycle. I'm right. Serious. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I see where you're coming from. Like, yeah. iPod Nano 2, iPod Micro Nano,
and iPod
people,
Touch.
People will buy like a shiny new DS because it's new. You know, mm-hmm. It's like when you make it new, like the PSP, quote unquote slim, the new PSP, like you can't notice any discernible difference. I bet you if they like totally made some radical changes to it to make it smaller and lighter and like that were visible, that you could actually mm-hmm. see. And they, you know, introduced it at a slightly more friendly price where people gobble that shit up, mm-hmm. you know, relatively speaking, of course.
That's Apple's next release plan, to package the exact same hardware and call it something else.
Yeah, they probably would. But yeah, I mean, so yeah, rumor is shmoomer, so whatever, move on. And now, Rock Band downloadable content, prices, details, and dates revealed. Prices will range from 99 cents to $2.99 for individual songs, with the expected price for a single track to average $1.99. Three song artist and variety packs will come in about $5.49. And that's the pricing. But there is some music that Alfred is particularly happy about.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just a little bit.
And it's funny that they brought it out. I was reading off of Mr. Brendan Sinclair's...
The Voice of Canada!
Voice of Canada of GameSpot. His article about it. And the very first pack that's coming out the week that Rock Band drops is the Metallica pack, which has three wonderful songs from Metallica. Ride the Lightning, and Justice for All, and my number one favorite Metallica song of all time, Blacken, which is awesome.
That would
awesome
be your favorite track. Metallica song.
Yeah. That's racist.
No, fuck you, man. You just mad that they make
a song. My favorite song's Jewend or Whitened or whatever. The Count Rounds Al.
Metallica didn't make any Jew songs. That's all.
Yeah, I'm let down. I got a question.
Jew-talica.
When do you think these guys are going to get on the fucking ball and release software to make your own levels and upload your own tunes?
Metallica, they won't because they can make money off of you.
We had some.
No. They can sell you a tool, and then you could actually you upload it, and they can anybody else can pay to download, and they take a commission.
We had this topic last week, I believe.
Oh.
They said that they were tooling around with it, and it wasn't going to come out this iteration, but it might come out for another iteration of Rock Band. Might.
I think it's a will. They have to.
The other problem, though, is that someone takes a licensed song and makes their own thing out of it. You're right. They would probably control that and tell them that you can't do this.
No, I don't think they... I mean, I think that's fine. People can do that now. If I play a song and upload it to the internet, that's fine. It's not the original tune.
Right, but...
No. If you do a cover of it, that's a different story. But if you make money off of it, you got to deal with royalties, which is why some songs are covers and some songs are master tracks, and some songs don't even make it.
And you still need to pay the money for the license to cover
bullshit.
It.
If they're a cover band and you go play it at a venue, and you don't have to... And you get paid for doing that, you don't have to pay any licenses or royalty fees.
If you got noticed for it, you would. If you were a cover band and you started playing all around the world and started getting national coverage, started making thousands upon millions of dollars,
yeah,
you guys pay royalties.
What if I'm getting, 10 cents for a download?
If you're getting 10 cents per download, say if you get 2 million downloads.
I would be so lucky. So who's going to download 2 million copies of my version of, like...
It doesn't matter. What if your song's in a Chocolate Rain?
Chocolate Rain.
If you don't know what Chocolate Rain is, I don't really know myself, but it's apparently some big YouTube fad.
Chocolate Rain.
Really?
You know what if? Yeah. What if your little downloadable tune for Rock Band becomes the next William Hung She Bangs, you get a music video for your shit?
Good question. But did William Hung need to pay license fees? No.
He probably did. Well, his publishing company probably did.
No, nobody paid them licensing fees for that song.
What do you mean?
Nobody.
Nobody's paying license fees for a recording of his version of that song. I can guarantee you.
And so you're telling me Ricky Martin didn't get any money out of that?
Damn right.
Damn fucking right.
As a matter of fact, I think the whole thing with American Idol is they only have songs which are...
No, I'm not talking about... I'm not talking about his performance on American Idol. I'm talking about his video of the song.
I'm saying that. Who do you think... owned the rights to William Hung in the first place, American Idol, whether he made it or not. And he made it, so they still own him.
Well, think about it this way. Let's say Metallica's One, which is coming out on Rock Band, downloadable content. Let's say that the note chart isn't satisfactory.
Uh-huh.
And then someone says, this is bullshit, and then goes make their own note track. Mm-hmm. That's more akin to the Guitar Hero 3 version, which is awesome, right?
Mm-hmm.
And uploads it, and they start making all this money off of it. And you're right, Ethan. They would I guess Harmonix maybe would take off commission from that because, you know, you're basically taking away from their product. Metallica, now I've been told since I don't follow the genre that much, is very anal about how much about the royalties that they get and about all that shit. So, do you think that they would go after this? Like, if they're
absolutely.
Because they're not getting paid for that version, and they're like, oh, you know, because whether it's, like, right or not, like, you know, some artists just want their fucking money and they will go after that.
I just don't think it'll wind up being an issue because I don't think you'll see download numbers that'll approach what you're the kind of numbers that are going to be required for them to actually sue somebody. It's just not going to happen. It hasn't happened now. There's no. There would be cover bands doing this all the time and uploading, and then somebody would have gotten sued, and nobody has. Not on iTunes. You never see, like, these great covers of other songs that nobody's paid license fees for, and then it becomes, like, a legal issue. It just doesn't happen.
Maybe. I've never seen anything become that big. When have you seen any cover band, like, some small cover band get that big off of a cover and not get signed to a record deal?
That's kind of my point. That's exactly my point.
Yeah.
Kiss Army?
Yeah, Kiss Army is a cover band. They're very big. They're huge, as a matter of fact. They go international. I don't think they pay royalties. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that, but I don't think they pay royalties.
Wikipedia!
Because I know what? Gene Simmons is the kind of guy who wants his money, too.
Oh, he's got enough money and pussy.
Kiss what?
Huh?
Kiss what? Army.
Kiss Army. Thank you. Jesus.
Well, while you guys are looking at that, I'm just going to read through the rest of the
There's no reason to stay on this.
You know, we need to move on from this. They're coming out with a police pack, which has Can't Stand Losing You, Synchronicity 2, which was in Guitar Hero Rocks the 80s, and Roxanne, you got to put out the red light. And,
You're welcome.
Yeah. Damn.
Wait.
No, he didn't say Ethan.
What?
He said Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus was a Jew, and so was Ethan. Same thing.
Oh, God. Anyway, they also have a Queens of Stone Age pack, which has Threes and Sevens, which was on...
Guitar Hero 3.
Guitar Hero 3. Little Sister, which was a funny song, that was in Freestyle Street Soccer. 666, which I haven't heard, but I'm sure that's probably a good song, too. Then there's the individual tracks that are coming out the same week for $1.99. Fortunate Son cover from Creedence Clearwater Revival. Jukebox Hero. by
like
Foreigner. Bang a Gong, Get It On by T Rex. My Sharona by The Knack.
My Sharona.
Cherry Bomb. Cherry Bomb by The Runaways. Joker and the Thief from Wolf Mother. Wolf Mother, you know.
I'm from Australia or something like that, or New Zealand.
Then the next week, the 27th, they're coming out with a David Bowie pack, which is Moonage Daydream, Heroes and Queen Bitch. Heroes and Queen Bitch are covers.
Oh, there it goes. Queen Bitch, that's the closet fag. Yeah, okay.
I'm a closet fag. The week after that, December 4th, is the Black Sabbath pack, which are all covers. War Pigs from Guitar Hero 2, Sweet Leaf and NIB. December 11th, there's the Punk Pack, which has Rock, 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 Rock Away Beach, and I Fought the Law from The Clash, and Ever Fallen in Love by the Buzzcocks, which is a cover.
Yeah, Buzzcocks.
The week of December 18th, there's individual tracks, My Iron Lung from Radiohead. Oh, wee you, I look just like Buddy Holly. From and a Mary Tyler Moore. I don't care what they say.
Shut up.
Way. I don't care about that. Yeah.
Fucking.
That is the most awesome song. How you have a song that opens up with "What's with these homies dissing my girl? Why they got a front? What do we ever do to these guys to make them so violent?" I mean, that is the funniest opening I've
ever
heard.
That's enough out of you. Read the rest.
Brass in Pocket has made famous by the Pretenders, and that's it.
Ethan, I'm just thinking about this whole royalties thing. I'm thinking about it, and no. I'm just asking, like, a lot of the songs in Guitar Hero 2, actually most of them, and then almost every single song in Guitar Hero 1, you know, they had to pay regardless of the fact that they had a cover band come in and record those songs. They had to pay the record companies money to have the right to use that song in the game. So how would that apply to a situation where we make a cover of a famous song that's not in Rock Band, and we try to upload it.
Doesn't
the publisher have to, like, because that's why I was saying that I didn't think that, you know, it's that feasible, because of the fact that even though it's a cover song, they still have to pay this record company the license to use these songs, even though it's not the real artist.
The answer is the same as the band that does covers at weddings. I don't know the answer to that. There's clearly some legal ambiguity there about at what point you need to pay royalties, at what point you are infringing on somebody's intellectual property.
You know what it is? I guess the people at the wedding don't buy that band's song.
The band is making money.
Right. The band itself is making money. You're right. But I guess, I don't know. It's like these songs in this game are being sold as a product, I guess, even though you're right. The band is selling its own product.
But it's the same thing as like people then uploading. It's like you bought the game and you bought the versions that were licensed, and then there are some interpretive uploads.
Right, but not even, but I'm saying, like, you're creating a song and covering a song that doesn't exist in the game yet. Like, say for example, let's take Guitar Hero 2, for example, because we know what the song list is on there. 1 wasn't a song on Guitar Hero 2. 1 is in 3, but let's ignore that for a second. 1 wasn't in Guitar Hero 2. Mm-hmm. Let's rewind back to the spring where that was the only Guitar Hero game available on the Xbox 360. You wanted to play 1, but you couldn't. And so we let's pretend that we have this song creating ability for Guitar Hero 2. Someone covers 1 and then translates that into notes and then uploads that. Wouldn't Metallica then be like, wait, you're using this in your product. We want our money.
I don't know the answer to that. I think
they would, because that's how the other cover songs have worked. You know,
I don't think they necessarily can. I think it depends on how it's structured. I think that's the point. There are other methods to do this. I'm sure other people have done it, and I don't see any lawsuits about it. That's my point.
Can I answer that?
No. Even if you try, you can't.
Anyway, I think, what if it works out that Harmonix, if the song becomes popular, buys it and indemnifies them from any legal action from either the record companies and say the bands themselves. That way you could never be sued by any of the entities. And
but there's no motivation to do any of that.
Whatever money they make on the downloads from this, they just, you know, the companies get a kickback.
Is that even possible?
You understand what I'm saying?
I don't know. And I think even if you take out the fee structure, so you all the uploads are for free, I don't think it's necessarily the money issue. If I uploaded really good copies of some of Kiss songs or Beatles songs or whatever to iTunes that I played myself or that I, you know, and I offered them for free, I would suspect they're under the same IP protection laws anyway, because I would be stealing for money from the actual band just by offering it. So
yeah,
I don't even know.
Why buy the band's version when Ethan's version is just as good?
I don't know if the issue of like pay per download really matters. I think that the legal issue is going to be, I don't know how much you can prove that it infringes on like a band's income, and that's probably gray to begin with and on purpose. So I don't know.
Maybe
we need an IP lawyer to come in and guest on the podcast.
The ninth time. We should just get a fucking lawyer on staff.
And then we just, like, buzz him. Is this legal?
We got a damn
question. Time to roll in that group legal plan.
Let's roll off this one and on to Nintendo's idiocy. I'm just saying that now because they still don't have a hard drive. Nintendo is not limiting WiiWare sizes. Cool. Right? They're not limiting the sizes that WiiWare software that the indie developers can make games at. You know, they're free to make huge games. As long as they fit within half a gigabyte of memory.
Mm-hmm.
Because Nintendo doesn't have a fucking hard drive. I'm gonna keep on... stupid.
Terrible.
And there's no news that they're going to release anything, right? I think I asked this, I know. But
nope,
it's kind of like stunned the... I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Well, you better, because that's
what I won't believe it.
Well, too bad.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Well, here.
Ethan,
I think
do you download games anyway?
No.
So I don't believe
it. I'm so surprised. I don't believe it.
You shouldn't be surprised. Well, here's the thing. You should not be surprised at all by this. This is Nintendo we're talking about here. They do a lot of things ass
backwards.
This
one's like fucking so obvious.
Yeah, but you again, if you knew Nintendo, then you wouldn't be surprised at all. They do a lot of this stupid type of shit. Mm-hmm. They didn't move on to the CD medium when everyone else was. They stuck with cartridges that were $80, $90. CDs were the cheaper way to go. It was obvious, and they didn't do it. You know?
All right, well, I'm going to make a phone call. Just give me the number I got to call, and I'll convince them if you don't.
1-800-NINTENDO.
No, you know what? You'll call them, and you'll do as much as you can, and they'll be like, we understand your concerns and your frustrations. However, we're confident you'll see that we're taking the right path with this in making the Wii the most fun and affordable platform for everyone.
Click. I'm going to say the same message. Thing when I take a shit on her face.
Drop a coin.
And then she'll
I'm
be like,
confident that my shit on your face is taking the right path, and even though it may seem like you don't like it right now, just wait.
Yeah, but then she'll be like, thank you, sir, may I have another? She won't care.
Wow, all right, so what, then I win, because I get somebody's face to shit on all day long. That's a win-win situation.
Right, so here's the story. On the IGN Wii podcast, Kotaku was saying, this is Mike Fahey from Kotaku typing now, they said that they were going to limit games to 40 megabytes. Developers would be limited to one game a month, and they would be determining the price of their games. And then Nintendo told Eurogamer, I can confirm, as we originally said at the announcement of the WiiWare service earlier in the year, that WiiWare games will come in a range of sizes. But we will encourage smaller, more compact games for the service. So me saying that I was just being facetious about the whole half gig thing. I'm just mad that they don't have a hard drive. But yeah, so they're not limiting sizes. I think what happened before was that Microsoft had limited downloads to 50 megabytes so that it could fit onto a memory card.
Mm-hmm.
And then Luminous Live came out. And Luminous Live was apparently a ripoff to many people because they were selling it in pieces. They sold the original piece for, I don't know what, $15? And it was like a third of a game. And everyone was like, what the fuck is the deal? And they're like, well, you can download more of the game for $5 more. And everyone was just like, this is bullshit. And the reason was because Luminous took more than 50 megabytes. And they had to chop it up into little pieces because of Microsoft's stupid ass backwards policy. So now they came out with a 256 or 512?
512.
They came out with a half a gig memory card. And so then
Konami, they lifted the
and then
cap.
they lifted the cap. No. They raised the cap from 50 to I think like 250 megs or something like that. So Castlevania Symphony of the Night came out, and that game's a big game. So you could download that on Xbox Live Arcade and put it on your memory card. But before, everyone was so mad about this size limit because they were making you pay extra for Luminous. So I guess that's why it's a big deal here. But guess what? You don't have a hard drive anyway. Stupid fucking Nintendo backwards piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Move on. Atari won't make games anymore.
Yay.
What is it that they're going to do?
Publish. Completely just publish.
Wow.
Yes. Atari exits production as CEO resigns.
Wow.
This is from NextGeneration.biz's Chris Graft. As Atari exits game production to focus on publishing and distribution, the North American game publisher announced Tuesday that CEO David Pierce has resigned. Atari will refocus its business on publishing and distributing in North America, completely withdrawing from the production business. It has licensed its Test Drive franchise to France-based Infogrames for $5 million in advance. So basically, and we all know that Infogrames is owned by Bruno Benel, and they bought Atari and then turned all their games into Atari games to take advantage of that brand recognition. And
yeah, like AT&T is singular.
Yeah, and now that Atari's games are going to the shitter, they're saying, oh, it wasn't Infogrames that's shitting up. It's Atari. Yeah, even though we own Atari.
How far Atari has come.
I know.
Wow.
It's like...
That's fucking sad.
I think it really first started from fucking, what's it called? From the Atari 70 whatever 100 days. Well,
2600?
What started with the 7? The 7800.
Oh.
And they're just like, you know what? Fuck it. And we're just going to, you know, make games now and do all this other shit. And then,
They had three systems at the time.
What?
The 2600, something in the middle, and the 7800.
Yeah.
5200.
200 and the 78. Yeah.
This is like, I was listening to another podcast, I believe it was Retronauts from Ziff Davis from OneUp.com, and they were talking about Atari as a whole, like, you know, because Retronauts' focus is on retro gaming, and they spent the episode talking about Atari, and I was listening to how Atari ran its company, and it's like, how did they survive? And you know, it's because it was a very nascent industry. You know, video games were new, and like they were the forefront. So obviously, like they were the only ones to go to. But like the way they ran shit was just And like,
also, they had the most affordable system.
Yeah, I guess at that point. But it's funny. Someone on that podcast made the comment like they make Sega look like a fantastically ran company.
Damn.
That's insulting.
So.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Atari did have arcade games.
Yeah. They had it in a separate division. I was listening to that podcast, they said they had Atari arcade games in a separate division so that it wouldn't be a guarantee that Atari arcade games would come to Atari home consoles, because they were such separate divisions that sometimes they'd end up licensing those games out to different systems. It's like, wait a second, what about your own system? I don't know, that's another department, you got to deal with them. It's like, what the fuck were they doing? Anyway, so that's the end of a piece of shit company at this point. And it's funny, doesn't Atari mean like to win or to kick your ass or something? Like, you're the one who plays Go, Ethan. Atari means like Atari is basically
your
like,
move.
Well, what does it mean?
Move.
Seriously, I'm asking, like, what does it mean?
I don't know.
That's what it means. I don't know.
No. Atari.
But like, what you say it when you're in a position to do what? Or when you take their piece, or what?
I don't know. I mean, I never say anything. I kind of keep my mouth shut and play.
And go. No, I hear you saying like, "Oh, Atari."
No. I mean, you say it like if you're okay. So it's if you have three pieces around the other piece,
right, and you're about to put that fourth piece on
it. So you say it's like check.
Right. So Atari is the wrong name for this company. I'm actually gonna look it up right now. And excuse me if my podcast file delays.
Atari is being Atari'd.
Yeah, they could have called
themselves. They're about to get checked. They're about to lose their last piece.
Atari. Atari means
Harambe.
No, it means hit success, reaching the mark. So, like to win.
Now it's like Natari.
Which? Oh God. Okay, Al, this is all you. Awesome, mad awesome games coming out this week.
Yeah, this week meaning last week.
Past week, yeah.
Yeah, this past week we have seen such awesome games such as Mario Galaxy, Assassin's Creed, and Crysis. I mean, it was just so much money being thrown out this week. You got stuff like Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles, Geometry Wars
Galaxies.
That
was good, too. Yep.
You got Contra 4 for the DS.
Shit, I forgot about that, too.
Kane and Lynch, for those who are interested, and all those wrestling fans, got WWE SmackDown versus Raw 2008.
Orcs and Elves is coming out for DS this week, too?
Comes out.
From id, Metal Gear Solid for PSP.
Yo. What's the December lineup? Seems like that should be even sweeter, and it doesn't sound like it's going to be.
I don't really know what's happening in December.
Usually they do it for November so that people can buy them early and wrap them up, and then December is usually like...
Fair. Yeah.
Super Smash Brothers Brawl was supposed to come out December. That got delayed.
Wait.
Guitar Hero 3 for PC.
Yeah, Guitar Hero 3 for PC for those portable PC fans. And Axelay came out for the virtual console.
Actually, the review says that Guitar Hero 3 works like shit on PCs because they did not optimize it. So it doesn't scale down very well
at all. You're getting a Dell.
Yeah. Dude, you're getting a Dell. I got arrested for pot. The fucking douchebag went to NYU too.
Who told me that he works as a waiter? Was it one of you guys? He works as a waiter now, and he was at some Italian restaurant working as a waiter, and they posted his like face with the Dell shit in the window, and he's just been completely accosted on a daily basis.
Wait, what?
Hilarious.
What is this story?
The Dell. You're getting a Dell?
I'll try to find it. Yeah. I'll try to find something.
Yeah, because I don't know. I'll check it out later. But just to finish this up, we got Ultimate Mortal Kombat that came out this week. Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenkaichi 3.
Shit, it's fucking...
Well, there are a lot of Dragon Ball fans out there who like all that shit.
Fuck them all.
Not me.
If it was cheap, I'd probably get it, but probably not. Let's see.
Puzzle Quest is coming out for PS2 finally. That's coming out on every single fucking system.
Mm-hmm. Shoot, what am I looking at?
There's a new Soldier of Fortune game coming out? Wow.
Oh my goodness. There's a Medal of Honor Heroes 2.
Which is supposed to be really good at that.
Supposed to be pretty good. That's a Zapper game, right?
No. I am not admitting anything to that fucking Zapper. Don't ever bring that up again. It's a piece of shit plastic.
Zapper.
Okay.
What else? Dancing with the Stars for PS2.
Oh, let's move on.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Oh, fucking sweet. I was so waiting for that one. Does Osmond pass out on that one, too?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Oh, God. All right, let's... I don't think there are any more good games coming out, but, like, Assassin's Creed and Crysis, and... Oh, let's not forget that Mass Effect has probably broken its street date, and so is Rock Band.
Yeah, and they're supposed to be coming out on Tuesday.
Yeah. So, yeah,
I'm waiting for Ghost in a Sheet.
Ghost in
what?
A Sheet. Yeah, for PC. I wonder if that's an AO game.
Let's move on. Let's move on.
Okay. All right.
Let's see. What are we on? The bag of deucity deuce. I think we're probably not don't have enough time to do everybody. So I will. We'll read this.
Let's
user.
Do reader bag of deuce.
We'll do the reader one, and Ethan has to do one since he hasn't since he didn't last time.
No, man, that's gonna take forever.
You are so unprepared.
I never prepare.
You should be.
Can't.
You should.
I just want to make one comment.
You're a
I cock
master. You what?
I said I hate Strata.
What's that?
They're the guys who made Time Killers. And Bloodstorm.
Time Killer!
I'll go into it when we have more time. But okay. When Tony mentioned it last week, I just
wanted
to
take the hell out of me!
Strata.
So, Agazmadan, a.k.a. Supersonic 97, his bag of shit and Al. This is good for you. Animal Crossing. What the fuck am I supposed to do? Take a desk from a bear and give it to a chimp? Sit down and pretend to fish? Run around with a net and catch Tony spoons? Where's the appeal? You're the Animal Crossing lover. Why don't you give the appeal?
That is the fucking appeal. You run around and you collect bells and you pay for your freaking house because you get indebted to a freaking raccoon. And you work in his store selling shit and then giving it to
people.
Sounds
like the coolest game ever.
It's the coolest game ever. And you get on the train. No, you don't. And then
you get on the train. No, you don't.
You go to Manhattan.
You give a bloody stool to a fucking.
What else you do? You run around and catch bugs and you give it to this owl who keeps it in a museum and
you're describing like a crazy crystal meth binge.
It is. It's better than Heroin Hero.
Oh my god, I'm here in here, look at me. Honestly, I gotta tell you, like, it's like one of these things. If you like The Sims, you will like Animal Crossing. If you think The Sims is the most asinine shit on the face of this earth, you will hate Animal Crossing. And
yeah.
Me, like, I started up with Animal Crossing, and it was some parts of it were kind of fun, I guess, but it was more like the collecting aspect. It's like people who play Diablo play it for the items.
Yep,
and then you play Animal Crossing to, like, get loot and get all these weird things for the house. But then at the same time, like, I sat there and I was playing it, and I was like, you know what? I'm really not necessarily enjoying this. I'm just doing it because I want to get this stuff, but I don't really enjoy what I'm doing while I'm doing it, and I don't know if I really care enough about it, so I'm going to stop playing, and I have not played it in over a year, and like I'm more than willing to like sell it back because I just don't care anymore about Animal Crossing. I just don't. Not to say it's a bad game, I just don't care about it though.
What's funny is
you want a second copy for your DS, Al? I can give it to you.
I don't have one for DS. I have the GameCube one.
Do you want one for your DS? I'll give it to you.
Maybe.
I'll give you my fucking Animal Crossing because I don't play it anymore.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Awesome.
Yeah, it's been opened and used already, but you might.
I don't give a damn. It's a game,
but it is compelling. I mean, like for the right person, it's compelling, and I can understand why. It's about fucking like compulsive like collection and shit. I mean, I just got finished talking about Dragon Quest Monsters, and then there are all these Pokemon people out there. But like, yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna say that it's a bag of shit. I don't think it is. I think it's well done. It's just not for me. So you can have it.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
I find it hilarious that
hilarious.
You run around. Yeah, hilarious. You find it, I find it hilarious that in that game you run around, you collect bells, right? I mean, it's money, but they call it bells. You collect money. You like fucking dig holes with a golden shovel, and you put money in it. And then when you cover it back up, it becomes a tree that has like five times the amount of money or three times the amount of money that you put in there. And you gather all this money. Wait, you gather all this money to pay this fucking raccoon to get a bigger house to put more shit in. That's all it is. You build a house and you put shit in it. You get a basement.
Feces!
a whole bunch of shit. I mean, I had, like, racks of, hangers, and I had drawers full of clothes, and I had Nintendo games all strewn around. I had rewards from various events in the year. I had cages and of bugs and shit. And on the first floor, I had this fat TV, and everything was all feng shui. And I had the second floor with the bedroom, and it was all feng shui, with the bed in the corner, and the wallpaper, and the floor stuff, carpet. Man.
Pig.
No point to that game, but I loved it.
No point to that game, but I loved it.
You know, I felt a sense of accomplishment when I finally paid off that fucking $1 million Bell loan, and had a statue of myself in the middle of the goddamn city. That's right. Statue of me.
With the dreads and all.
That's right.
Okay, let's move on. Before I do, I got to give a preview of my next week's bag of shit since I chose Renegade last week. Art of Fighting! Okay, move on.
All right, so I just saw the back of the line. I'm standing at the front of the Best Buy now. Where? How long have you been waiting for?
Monday.
Since Monday. This guy's been waiting here since Monday. So what did you think when you heard it was going to be raining and storming?
I was upset because it was been dry all along, and now it's, you know, the last day.
Right.
And I was struggling to stay dry.
All right. So you're willing to camp out here in the rain. Did you go home and you got your stuff, or did you get someone to hold your place in line, or?
I work down on 9th Street, so as soon as I get out of work, get right down here, and I've been here ever since.
Oh, wow. So you're willing to wait in the rain from work for a $600 system.
That's right.
What are you going to do when you get home? You're just going to open up and play it to death, or are you actually going to try to tap for a profit?
I'm going
to
rest, man.
You're going to rest?
That's what I'm looking forward to. Then I'm play with it. I mean, I got to go to work. As soon as I get it, that same day I get it tomorrow, I got to go back to work.
Right.
Sorry.
What games are you going to be getting for it at launch? Because you're pretty much guaranteed you're at the front of the line, right?
Yeah. Right now I'm just getting Resistance.
Resistance. Everybody's had good things to say about that
game. That's the only thing I'm getting right now.
Wow. So you're going to stick here until 10 a.m. when it opens?
Actually, they're going to open at 8 o'clock.
They're going to open at 8 o'clock?
For us.
Okay, for you guys.
To get rid of us, and then they can open regularly.
Oh, I see. I got you. All right, well, thank you very much.
All right, we're on to the main topic, and I think, Al, since you've been chomping at the bit to get this one off the ground, why don't you explain it?
Sure. This topic is basically about media sensationalization.
I know it's not a real word.
Yeah, I know. I was actually talking about this to Evelyn before the podcast, and I had trouble with that word that doesn't exist. And sensationalization.
Sensation.
The media sensationalizes the waiting in line aspect for new video games now, as it seems. Not new video games in particular. I mean, I think it might actually catch up to big video games, but for now, I'm restricting it to consoles like the PS3.
Waiting in line for Halo Helmet.
Waiting in line for Halo. Then there was Isaiah Triforce Washington.
Oh, jeez. And he was hired.
Him being the first person to pick up a Wii, and he was all in newspapers and everything. And I basically want to just talk about like how people feel about that as being a media exposure, something that's now being brought to mainstream, and how that could affect possible future console launches and maybe video game launches if it even goes that far. I mean, you've already got things like midnight store openings are becoming more popular for games outside of GameSpot.
GameStop.
That. GameStop and EB Games, all the little small retailers, those are the ones that were notorious for having midnight openings. Now you got Best Buy, had midnight opening for Guitar Hero 3. Now they're going to have it for Rock Band. And I think Circuit City is going to have a midnight opening for Rock Band. And it's like now it's starting to become more mainstream to have people waiting in line for shit. Black Friday, people are going to be waiting in line for electronics and video games. You know,
do you think it's because like they like, oh shit, there are going to be news cameras out there?
I don't think it's because there are going to be news cameras out there, although maybe there is a small percentage of people who are waiting for that. I think that there was a percentage of people who were waiting for the PS3 for media coverage. I don't know about the Wii, but I'm definitely sure that the future isn't going to be that way because Black Friday is something that is well known to everybody.
Right.
But I just think it's ridiculous, honestly.
That they stick cameras in their faces and give so much emphasis to this first guy who got Halo.
Yeah, and this first guy who got the PS3, he came out of the Sony store and he's got mics thrown in his face.
Yeah, I was there and he was just like, "Oh man, I'm so tired. I gotta go back to my wife and kids." I'm just like, "Are you fucking
kidding
me?" Damn.
Yeah. I have it on camera. I was there. I was part of that media garbage.
Except you didn't have a mic to throw in his face.
Yeah.
I mean, you had people like 1010 Wins was out there. You had like all your Channel 2, Channel 4.
Well, Ludacris did walk out of the building, and so did Dougie Fresh.
That is true, but I mean,
I know they were there. I know what you're saying. No, they didn't. I had to call it out because they're all like old stodgy white people who didn't know who Ludacris was. I'm like, "Oh, Luda!" And everybody was like, "Oh, Luda? Who's Luda?" I'm like, "Oh, shut up!" I'm just like, "Turn around, fuck you." But let's read this mailbag entry on this topic, actually, that was sent by G.S. Leiden over at the GameSlays Radio podcast. He sent this over when we were going to do this before. And Leiden has a propensity to get angry, so I'm going to chime in on your podcast. What?
Write a long-ass fucking email.
Yeah. I'm going to chime in on your podcast because it's probably something we won't talk about on ours. Why? Because I'm too goddamn mean, and I will continue to be too goddamn mean in my email to you. I myself have been suckered into waiting in line for a video game system once, namely the PS2. When it was released way back when, I stayed up till midnight, went with my friend to a local EB, waited in line. We were in third in line, by the way. Got my PS2, went home, took off school the next day, and played the living shit out of my PS2. What did you play, though? There were no games. I don't remember what game I was playing for those many hours, but I do remember playing PS2 until my eyes bled and my thumbs felt as if leprosy was setting in.
That's awesome.
Leprosy. LEPROSY. Now, keep in mind, when this happened, I was a younger lad and didn't have any real life responsibilities, so video games were the coolest, and I didn't care how much of my life I wasted on them. Sorry, I totally lost my train of thought due to my brother thinking he'd be the next Richard Pryor if he punched me in the arm, or I happened to have a fresh tattoo. Don't get tattoos and live at home. Anyway, right. People waiting in line for video games. I think the media thinks it's silly and makes fun of these people, well, because it's the media. Do you really need anything else? I, however, am not the media, and I will make fun of these people in a just manner. With the Halo 3 hype and people going fucking insane over this pile of dog shit, the media picked up on it in a big way and played right into the hype. People thought that it would be so goddamn cool to be the first person to own a copy of Halo 3 and a shitty Spartan helmet. I refused to even capitalize the abysmal piece of video game art. Fuck, I took your topic and I used it to bash Halo. Damn me. I can't really make fun of these people who wait in line to get video games because, well, at least they're socializing. I mean, I sat in front of my PC waiting for Orange Box to be released. And that came out at 3 a.m. On the East Coast. I waited for a game to come out by myself in my room in another time zone.
I'm sorry, man. But that's funny because of how you put it. Wow. That was cool. That was a good way to write that.
I don't know if this is what you guys are looking for, but I hope you read it because I love you.
Hey, got a girl on our podcast.
We got three girls on our podcast. No. Yeah, I mean, tie into what our topic is, but I think it goes more of, are we making fun of people or are we questioning what the media is doing? And I think, like, I don't think the media is making fun of these people. I think they just have no idea what the fuck is the big deal and they want to find out. Really. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I do think that I think it's ridiculous, a little annoying and ridiculous from the standpoint that, like, you know, with so much going on in the world, you take a camera and you go and you focus it on this guy waiting for Halo. Come on. Like, what, why? Why glorify this? Why spend, you know, our time and when we should be, like, you know, paying attention to what's going on in the world? This is not, you know, maybe a product launch is huge for businesses, yeah, but, like, for Joe Schmo sitting at home on his couch, like, or eating dinner with his family to turn on the evening news and see, oh, the PlayStation 78 is launching, and we've got 20,000 people on queue here. And this is the first person to get it. I mean, does that guy really care? Should he care? I don't necessarily know that he should, although, you know, to each his own, people watch fucking the entertainment channel, so whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, and then there goes that. Maybe it should be on E, but
yeah,
should it be on Fox News? Should Sean Hannity be there? Well, he's not. He's a fucking twat. Anyway, but, like, should – you know what I mean? Like, should they be covering this? I don't know. And I can understand that there's an interest in this phenomenon. I don't know. I mean, and I guess what was your motivation for bringing this up is how ridiculous this was. And I guess I feel the same way. But, you know, I'm certainly sure that, like, you guys maybe feel differently somehow.
Mm-hmm. We haven't heard anything from Tony and Ethan about this.
I think
you guys are.
What?
Kissing.
Stop making out.
It's like Ethan dropped a deuce.
I think that
he's alive.
It's interesting that you have an increasing number of users, especially video games, who are technically savvy, go shop on the internet.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, shopping on the internet is more prevalent now. And at the same time, you have an increase in people not shopping on the internet for something they can get in a pre-order. And they go wait online and do something.
Well, I think like, they would still wait online with the pre-order. They still have to.
I don't see the point. I mean, you submit your order and you go about your day and the thing fucking shows up. So the reason people do that is the same reason they do it for movies and sports. They line up and they get excited and they're the first to buy a ticket for a movie or they're first to buy a ticket for a sporting event because they think there's limited supply and they want to be the first to own it. The other piece is they like the social aspect of it. They're getting together with groups of people that they know like the same shit as they do and they want to show their love of the game by, I guess, feeling pain. You know, like not sleeping and being cold and saying, look at what I'm willing to do for this game or this console or whatever.
So it's
5 days.
But also, as far as the press goes, it's motivation, like the motivation of the press isn't to make fun of people. It's because, right. You know, the press puts it on TV because they think people would be interested in watching it or the industry supports it such that they do so much PR to get the press there that they know it's good advertising to them just to have the press there.
That's a good point.
But the press wouldn't put it on at the end of the day if they thought nobody would watch this stuff.
Right.
So it's just interesting for people to see other people being idiots.
Is it? So I think we're in agreement. Well, at least I'm in agreement with you that the reason why people are in line is clear cut. I was going to bring up the analogy of sports. I mean, they do the same thing for that. They do the same fucking thing for Star Wars, you know.
Right.
So I mean, I agree with you. To me, it's clear cut why they do it. They want the shit that badly, and that's it, you know. And I guess my whole thing is, you know, that was a very good point about like the PR of each company telling them, hey, cover this so that we can get our name out there. But it's like, you know, Nintendo Wii bundles. Thank you. You're spelling Nintendo. Oh, that was the advertisement, huh? Mm-hmm. Something in our chat room. Ignore that. But it's like, I just, you know, if I'm watching, you know, the nightly news, I'd rather not really spend that 120 seconds hearing about that as opposed to something else that's going on in the world that might be more important, you know? And I know exactly what you said. It's like it's just like, you know, a free market economy. If someone's there who's going to buy it, they'll sell it. If someone's going to watch it, they'll put it up. I just don't know why people feel that compelled to watch it, that they need to have that. And I guess this is one of those things where I know why, but I don't know why. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I understand the reason why, but I think it's stupid.
I think in most cases, the people watching it are not the people waiting in line.
Right.
It's other people going, what the fuck is wrong with these people?
And those just are the ones like, you're making fun of.
Just like, well, just like the rest of us watching people line up for Star Wars in Darth Vader outfits.
Right.
Going, what's wrong with you?
Triumph the insult dog for me to poop on!
Exactly. That movie will be out for 2 months. Yeah. You will have several opportunities to see the movie. There's really no reason to wait 3 days in line and freeze your ass off to go watch a movie that you can see anytime, you can own it, you can do all these things. But the people that are doing it are... They really, I think, want to make a social experience out of their love for that product. I don't necessarily see something really wrong with it, although...
No, not at all. Not at all.
It does seem silly to me. Like, I don't think I would do it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of something. Like, can you guys think of something you would do that for?
Stand in line for a non-perishable good? I mean, not a non-perishable, for a good that doesn't expire?
There is an issue of, like, hanging out with people that like it and getting it first... Or maybe even getting it before it sells out. So it's not just first, but it's getting it, like, you know, for 2 months first,
right,
kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
yeah.
Exactly. And
that, think of that whether they do it for the product now or not, that you would be willing to do that for.
Well, Al and I did that for the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that because we figured that – well, I did it because I figured that, hey, you know, I wanted this anyway, and I don't want it to sell out and then not have it. You know what I mean? I knew I was going to get it.
Yep.
So there was that. But
that
that's the only reason that I would ever stand online, because I wanted to make sure that I had one
But you would have one if you waited. So it was a time issue. You wanted one then.
I wanted one soon enough so that I could, first of all, see what this, because it was new. It was an experience that I'd never had before in a video game. I wanted to see what it was all about. Mm-hmm. And the very, very small tertiary reason of being, yes, I have to cover it. That's also why I got a PS3.
Would you ever do it for a movie?
No, never.
Even if the movie was like the greatest movie ever made of all time ever.
No.
You know why I wouldn't do it? Because everybody else that would be waiting online would be in that same fucking theater making noise.
I agree.
But no, I would not do it. I would not do it for a movie.
Would you do it for a sporting event? Because then it makes somewhat more sense.
It depends.
I don't like sports that much.
Once. Because then, see, the sporting event's a little bit different. Like, movies
it
are more...
It happens once, yeah.
It happens, that's never going to happen again live with the people there, and there is an energy that you get. Like, it's an experience.
Yeah, I would do it for a sporting event that I cared about, yeah.
I know what I would do it for.
I mean...
I would do it for a Metallica concert.
There you go.
Right.
There you go.
Like, I my whole thing has been, I have never seen anything necessarily wrong with people standing in line. I think, you know, the discussion here was mostly about the media kind of sensationalizing it.
Yeah. Right.
But what's interesting is, I think it makes more sense to all of us to stand in line for something like a sports activity or like a concert. Something that is going to happen kind of once, where you're going to have that experience. That experience is never going to be duplicated the same way again.
Right.
Video games and movies and products are a different category, both from a point of view, I think, of the press and from the point of view of why what motivates people to do it. And that I don't get it either. I don't get why, if it's a product, there's going to be enough for you to buy it.
Well, you
at
just
some
answered
point.
The question.
Well,
you still get the same energy and the same experience, even if the movie's going to be out for months. If you're the first in line, you're still going to have those loud people. You're still going to have those people that that act the same way as they would at a sporting event. Yeah, but I know that it's never going to happen again in a sporting event or in a concert, but it's still that same energy, especially if you're with like people. If you want to go dressed up as Darth Vader and someone is a stormtrooper or fucking, Yoda, okay, then you're going to fucking love this for the rest of your life. Yeah, you were the first one online to see the stupidest shit remake movie, a fucking bullshit animation, fucking waste of time, fucking
Lisa,
random edit.
Help myself.
Okay?
Lisa, want to kill myself.
Exactly. But still, you were the first in line to see it with a whole bunch of other fucking living at home, doing nothing but fucking a dog losers. but, at least you got, yes, woof, Pook. At least you got that. At least you got it, But it's kind of the same thing. Yeah, but in a rational thought, yes, you're right. Why the fuck would you do that? Me and Ethan were very, very content in waiting to buy the Wii. It just so happens that we got wrapped up in that day.
And you saw it there, and it was available.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Yeah.
But you guys also didn't have to wait online for it.
No, it was luck. That was luck.
Yeah,
we were going to go cover the launch anyway, and then, you know what? We were in there, and there was just a whole bunch everywhere, so, like, what the fuck? Like, we're not going to buy it.
Exactly. So, in that aspect, we got wrapped up into it, and, hey, we were the first ones to buy it that day on the release date and stuff. And that's an experience that with the venue that was going on and everything, you'll never forget that. And you do have that in your memory. And you know what? Would I wait online for it to do it? Probably not, okay? But damn, was it fun. I think, Ethan, was it fun?
I think it was fun for us because we were, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, having slept the night before, had drinks and meals. an hour before.
We were waiting online for 5 days.
So fucking plastered.
I don't know if we would have been having a great time if we had been out there for 3 days in
actually,
a fucking sleeping bag.
No.
I'm sorry. I just want to clear something up because I just, realized what was going on with the question is, I said I waited online for it and I did it, but and I remember that we did pre-order it. So
You pre-ordered and then waited just to pick it up. So
because they really fucked up that chain of fucking operations.
Distribution.
But, Like, and in hindsight, no, I actually wouldn't have waited on a line without having pre-ordered it.
That's true. Without a guarantee.
Exactly. Like, I wouldn't line up like that. So actually, to answer your question truthfully, no, I wouldn't even do it for a week.
Right.
I did it because I had no other choice. I thought that I'd be able to just go in and pick it up.
Let me give you another scenario. Would you wait online? Well, I think Tony's point is like the heart of this thing. It's like if you knew that there was going to be a bunch of launch activities
right,
going to happen, which they kind of do, and I bet probably will pick up in frequency in terms of, having some rock star or some event, some shit that happens at the time of the launch.
I would get a press pass and sneak in and watch it, but I wouldn't wait online for it.
Let's say it was,
but yeah, guys, go ahead with your question. I'm sorry. What?
Am I right on this consensus from everybody that we could honestly say I wouldn't do it, but we understand.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even say that there will never be a time when I wouldn't, depending on what goes on at that launch.
Right,
because
but,
it is going to be.
As experience. Of now, our thinking is that we probably wouldn't do it.
Right, not for a product. Not for a product I can just go buy.
Right. With the exception here that that the Wii actually, and this is hindsight, of course, but the Wii has been really, really hard to find for the entire freaking year.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
I give you a quick story about that. Rob, my friend, was coming up for work one day last week, and he was asking me about the Wii, and I said, go to Nintendo Store, they should have it. Last time I went there, when I went to play Mario Galaxy and get Manaphy, they were, like, piled on the wall. He went there, they said they didn't have it.
And wow.
Then he
fast.
Went to Toys R Us for 42nd Street, they didn't have it. Then he
really?
Went to some, yeah. And then he went to Best Buy, I think. I told him that, he was like, nah. But then I think he went anyway, Best Buy on 23rd Street and 6th mm-hmm. Avenue, they didn't have it.
Jesus.
So then he went home and asked his wife to go get one. She was in the Bronx. And she went to some, like, home wool store that had one and got it.
Did they have to get it for an inflated price?
No, they got it for a regular price.
Oh, nice. Cool. But Ethan, you were in the middle of saying something. What was it?
I don't know.
About the, It was right before I came in with the clarification of, like, we waited along because we had to and not because we wanted to. Like, it was a pre-order.
I mean, I don't know. The only thing I wrap up with to say is that it. I think the social piece is kind of interesting to me that, you know, the internet and all these other things separate people because
right.
you can kind of connect while you're not in the same physical space. And clearly
right.
human nature kind of takes over and things like that. And a bunch of nerds who really don't see a lot of people we'll get together and dress
oh
up.
Oh, my God, people!
Oh, my God!
But I guess that's a good thing, you know? Because actually, if you take those same nerdy people and they never go out, then you just... it's better that they go do shit like this and actually see other people. So I say it's positive for them.
And it's like when we get together to play for game night. You know,
game night's great.
We're sitting there, we're playing games, and it's because it's an activity that we all enjoy to a common extent, and we all have the same mentality about it enough to talk about it while we're doing it and discuss it, you know. So when you go to a game launch line or a movie launch line or a concert launch line or whatever, you know, because for some people, you can go see the movie anytime in the next 2 months, but you know that there are going to be people there that you can talk to about it and see what other people think about it without being stuck behind a desk and, you know, typing in a chat window and instead, like you said, you get to
even
interact
on headphone.
With other people or on a headphone. You know, it's like live. And I'm talking strictly about like strangers now.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, like Xbox Live, you can play and talk to weird people, but it's different when you're there.
Yeah. And then you're less inclined to see someone who's willing to like curse you out and call you stupid names, and then you have to punch them out because they're live and then they're in your face and they don't
right.
want to get punched out.
Exactly, there is an advantage there. If they do it, rather, you can actually do something.
Yeah, exactly. You are in the presence of my gun. I will shoot you now for soiling my name. But have we exhausted this to your satisfaction, Alfredo?
I am satisfied.
You're satisfied? That's disgusting. Okay, let's move on to the mail bag.
After 48 hours, I'm just glad that I finally got it. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to playing.
Are you going to sleep?
I think I'm going to get some sleep.
What are you going to do in the morning?
I'm going to call my boss because I took 2 sick days off and my picture's in the paper. So I got to explain that. So hope that's not the job, but it was worth it.
It was worth it, even if your boss sees you, busts you.
You know what? I'll just lie and say it was someone else. I'm glad I got it, though.
What game did you get with it?
I got Genji.
Got Genji? Okay.
Yep.
Giant enemy crab?
Oh, yeah.
So here's this giant enemy crab.
So how long were you out here?
I got out here Tuesday at 10 p.m. And, yeah, just slept.
Wow.
And take a cab home because I don't trust anybody.
You got a big old smile on your face.
Yeah, it's hilarious. It's not a smile, it's hilarious. But yeah, it was worth it. It was definitely worth it.
We're at the mailbag. We got two quick questions. One question's a three-parter. So I guess that's four questions. This is from Supersonic, our bag of shit contributor. One, clarification. Regarding wet Tony spoons, in episode 60-something of the podcast, Tony said something about his wet pussy. I was licking a spoon at the time, and I barfed.
So it was in regards to, who was it? The guy from Poison? Being on Guitar Hero?
Yeah, Brett Michaels. Brett Michaels, you're like, oh yeah,
it's
getting wet right now.
It's so wet right now.
As we
and
see.
I said it sarcastically, and I'm sorry you bought her.
That spoon must have been up Tony's ass.
Ew. I just barfed.
Okay. Two, come up with some game-related Yo Mama joke. That's impossible. They're all going to be bad.
Yeah, incredibly bad.
I'm not going to come up with one because it's going to be shit.
Your mom is so amputated, she can't hold a controller.
Wow, that was...
Come on, I have to try.
That was bad.
Your mom is so ethnic, there's no game with her in it.
What?
So ethnic. That was actually pretty funny.
Mom is such a pussy that when she plays Silent Hill, she queefs.
Ew! That's just nasty.
Let's shit through him. Jesus Christ, where you come
up with
this?
You might as well make him Yo Mama joke for me. Shit.
I'm reeling. I'm not laughing. I'm just reeling in pain. Oh. Is that it? Can we move on to his last question?
Yes.
I don't know. I can keep going.
No, please don't. Okay.
All right.
Compare IGN and GameSpot. Okay, I will have to disclaim right now that because I am now a freelancer at GameSpot, I cannot answer this question. So, I can't in all good conscience do this.
I can say something real quick.
So you guys will have to go.
Do it. Do it
now. Yeah.
GameSpot used to crash my computer, and I used to hate it. And I used to like go on IGN, but then IGN had that McDonald's campaign, which turned them into Mick IGN. So I stopped
Mick
going.
IGN. Mick again.
So I stopped going to them, and I went to GameSpot, and GameSpot stopped crashing my computer. So I think that they have their ups and downs, I guess, in terms of their review quality and the stuff they have. I think IGN usually gets stuff first. Like, they get things quicker, but GameSpot is getting things a lot quickly as well. Some things I don't really agree with certain reviewers on each end. It's pretty much all the same thing. It's not like I would favor one over the other, although I do visit GameSpot religiously now. But that's partially because I'm involved with the community there.
What do you think has better layout?
Layout?
Like,
I think that with the changes, like, IGN used to be a lot more simple, but I think that GameSpot is definitely to the point. They can spell IGN. there are some things that, in terms of GameSpot versus IGN, that I would be more willing to do. I would be much more willing to read things in GameSpot, but I'd be much less inclined to read user or, like, you know, community informations from there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because there are a lot of times where, I mean, this happens everywhere, but I see it a lot in GameSpot where people are, like, fanboyish to the extremes, rating a game a 10 or a 0 depending on how they feel or how the wind blows or what console it's on. That's it. I'm tired.
do other guys visit the sites, and what are your guys'
IGN feelings? Loads great. GameSpot always loads slow.
Yeah,
trucks make me slow.
The end design winds up being cooler on GameSpot. They're doing some cooler shit web-wise than IGN is, but it is slow.
Yeah.
And they don't have a partnership with McDonald's.
Yeah.
Or MySpace. Or fucking Fox. Or Sky Television. Or Rupert Murdoch.
Now I want a Big Mac.
Oh. All right, let's move on to Riven's comment/question. And yes, Riven, we understand from your first part. Like, we know that's the other reason, but I'll read it anyways. The only reason a GameStop employee would be ingratiated to you for pre-ordering would be because you helped him keep his job for another day. Yeah, we know that.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with commission. Are you sure? Mm-hmm. Because I know they're
I've heard that
GameStop
they were.
Employees are not commissioned salesmen, but yeah, that's why I was struggling for the word in, like, they do get feedback on that.
Yeah, they get ticks for what they
yeah,
get. They
that's
don't
what
get
I was trying
direct.
To say. You know, for lack of a better word, I was trying to find a word other than commission, but like we realize that's
stats.
Why they that's why they want it. They really are nothing but slaves that need to boost company numbers or face termination. Yes, we know that too. Mm-hmm. So when they are not so politely and repeatedly asking you to pre-order stuff, it's only because they are scared for their job. I realize that too.
They do that
it's not that extreme.
That. Yeah, that's every fucking job.
I say retail. I say no to everybody's pre-orders, and then I see them months and months later. Yeah. It's not that extreme, but I understand where he's coming from.
Yeah,
but Al, you're one person versus like a bunch of people who probably would say yes.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
Don't judge him.
Yeah.
I'm the one smart person.
No, but actually, like, I would pre-order, like I said last week, I would pre-order a game if it meant that game would actually have some stock and more release because, like, they do, you know, considering how they determine how much of a game to stock, like, if I thought I wanted a game to do well, I'd pre-order it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, same thing goes for everything else they're forced to do, selling used titles, pushing those game informer subscriptions, the Edge card program, anything you do to trade in games, whatever. Maybe not everything comes down to them getting fired, but failure to meet retarded expectations for any part will meet with some sort of negativity from above. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
We know that too. Also, the only reason GameStop as a company cares about pre-orders is because it's money sitting in limbo that company gets to collect interest on. It's all corporate bullshit, and the employees are not there to help you. They're there to sell to you and hopefully keep their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. Of course.
GameStop is done in 15 years.
But, like, yeah, I mean, that's a cynical way of looking at it, and all that is true, but, like, as, you know, someone who understands how these retail chains, you know, measure demand, what that guy said last week is also true. Yeah, they're sitting on a bunch of pre-order piles of money and shit, and yeah, it's just to keep this guy's job, but, like, it also does serve some sort of function. I mean, like, I don't know what line of work you're in, but, I mean, maybe you're in the line of work that you've been mistreated, in which case, I am sorry.
Well, it's also an inventory question, right? I mean,
yeah.
I wasn't here for this, so I'm sorry if I'm, like, repeating
something
you said, but you don't want inventory, you're not going to sell.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you got to reduce your inventory as much as possible.
Yeah,
and if you know how much people are going to buy and you're using some equation of, you know, we're just going to purchase X percent over however many pre-orders, that's a helpful business decision.
Right.
For instance, when I was
and that's why I go to Amazon.com.
When I was working in Payless, they always tell you to push accessories such as shoelaces, fucking water repellent for shoes. That was the big yeah, shoe polish. And you had to get numbers on that, and if you didn't get numbers, you would actually get written up. I mean, that's the nature of the business. That's
right.
It. I mean, you know, that's happening.
But you did work on a commission.
I'm sorry?
You did work on a commission.
No. No commission whatsoever.
Payless, there was no commission?
They pay less!
I don't know. I mean, I think you're...
No.
I would think so, too, but whatever.
It was numbers... You don't get a bonus or anything. You just get to keep your job. But they say that, you know, they'll put you in a quarterly letter if you get your numbers up to a certain amount and stuff, which is just – it's just total bullshit. It's
just incentives to help you stay working there.
Exactly. You know,
because I could talk about stuff in my job too, but I'm not.
Exactly. You know, so, yeah,
you still have it. Yeah.
Sorry.
Right. Well, can we move on to his question?
Yeah.
Because he actually has a question. By the way, like Riven, like yeah, I was being snarky to you, but that's only because this was very cynical, this paragraph, and I do agree with a lot of what you're saying. So anyway, now I have some questions. We'll be hitting these topics in our podcast this week, GameSlaves.net. So I thought it would be good to ask you two, so we have the
pick
same
name up.
Yeah, so we have thoughts of both crews coming out the same week. First, with Xbox Originals coming to 360s for $15 a pop, what long lost Xbox title would you like to see available for download in the 360 marketplace? Please ignore
Pastor Jacqueline's order.
Let me finish. Please ignore the fact that most used Xbox games probably sell for less than what you'd be paying here, or the fact that some of you prefer silly physical copies over digital. Yeah, silly, because if our hard drive crashes, that physical copy will really go down with it. That's right.
Just answer the fucking question.
I'm trying to. I can't think of anything because I didn't care that much about too many Xbox games that I don't own.
No, I mean, that's what he said.
Oh, just answer the fucking question. That's great. Nothing for me because I think there was too much on the Xbox that I cared too much about, and I own them already. So, what about you, Al, or Tony, or Ethan?
Just Panzer Dragoon, Order, Ninja Gaiden, Black, Outrun, 2006. Things that I don't feel like going out and buying.
Right, right.
If I could get a working copy of Deus Ex.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't you have that on physical?
Yeah, but he doesn't have an original Xbox.
Right, but then all we need is PC for that.
Yeah, but it's not out yet.
I have the fucking Xbox version. I want to play it.
Yeah, that's not the question, Tony.
Yeah, I know. Just saying.
If it comes out on download service, then it means it has to be backwards compatible, because I think the only ones that are available are the ones that are backwards compatible.
Yes,
yeah, like they didn't differently code it. They just slapped them on there. So, okay.
Oh,
so
I know. No, I'm not gonna say that.
What? Come on.
Kung Fu Chaos.
Oh, fuck that game. Okay, so also smiley face. What full albums would you like to see come to Rock Band downloadable content? You can feel free to pick out individual songs you'd like to see as DLC for certain parts, like what song would you like to come out to sing to, or one to play drums to, one to play guitar to, etc.
Enya.
Oh, God.
Ew. Yeah, homosexual.
Yeah. Any Enya song, and I'd like to play drums to it.
Ugh.
You have no penis.
I'll tell you, I would like to see Nevermind. Nirvana's Nevermind be downloadable content. That was a very fun album. That was like the breakthrough album for grunge, and I think that would be an excellent choice to put in Rock Band.
10 album.
I'd like to sing to Tequila.
What'd you say, Tony?
Right. Ignore Ethan.
I know, that's what I'm doing. What'd you say, Tony?
10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that would be a good album too. A lot of hits.
Yep.
I don't know that much about this genre since I've only been introduced to it, but that's what I was going to say, Dream Theater. Not necessarily be appropriate because the singer would have to like sit for long stretches, but still like the singer will have to put in work.
Tom Jones.
Everybody's going to have to put in work.
Tom Jones, yes, anything
and
Tom Jones.
And I mean that in all sincerity that I would like as many fucking Tom Jones songs on there as possible.
But you just put that in a fucking diner. What's stupid?
Not
unusual.
Whoa, douche.
That would be fantastic.
You and your pussycat eyes.
You. Oh, God. Are there any good Megadeth shits that would go up that would be appropriate for this game?
Single tracks. I wouldn't say a whole album. Yeah, I would say like the hits. Like a lot of Rest in Peace would be good. It would be very hard stuff because that was really hard thrash. But a lot of their tracks are music heavy.
Okay. Yeah. I'd like to see some of the Avenged Sevenfold up there just because I think it would be a challenging gameplay prospect.
That would be challenging. Some of the newer, the singing, not the screaming.
Yeah, yeah, the
where City of Evil type stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Just because like it's challenging and like you know, like I really had a fun time playing Beast and the Harlot on Guitar Hero 2. What about Guns N' Roses, the first one?
The
one with every single
hits
fucking
already
hit.
On there. Oh, yeah, Appetite for Destruction is pretty
it's already
much
on there.
To the Jungle, oh, okay. Sweet Child of Mine. Mm. Welcome to the Jungle, Sweet Child of Mine. There was something else I don't remember. What were the other hits off of the album? Paradise City.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything else though.
You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Undertow, Inema, Lateralis,
Tool. Everything. Yeah, Tool would be pretty sick. That would be like because it's mathcore type stuff. Well, not really, but like time changes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Tool would be a good complex addition.
Dr. Dre's The Chronic.
That would be funny because they do have real instruments and drum beats.
Bow wow wow hippie Snoop Dogg's in the motherfucking house. No, wait. Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Oh man, Bone Thugs. I got a good group. Bush. Bush would be good for Rock Band.
I hate that guy.
You hate that guy? You hate Gavin Ross?
Fucking dick.
This raid! No, the only reason why I did that was because There's a song, Glycerine, which is just like the same four chords over and over and over again. He did this performance on his MTV summer show, and he was doing Glycerine. I guess he got into it so much that he just went, ah, for like 5 minutes, and then went back into the song.
Right.
Wait. What the fuck? Ben Folds 5.
Ben Folds 5.
Make him play a guitar.
Folds and tricks.
I can't think of anything else.
I can't really think of anything.
Hole.
Oh, Hasselhoff, that's right, yes.
Yes, David
Hasselhoff. Dirk Nowitzki. Shaq. Yes. Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, my God. Shaq Fu.
I'm Shaquille O'Neal. I can rap and I hit my free throws.
I'm Shaq.
And I'm for all sport. I wear number 34. Hey, yep, your mom's a whore. Yeah, sure.
Bruce Willis. He's putting Bruce Willis in the chat room.
Wait, an album.
Hannah Montana. Adam Montana for Game Slave
Ashley
Radio's
Simpson.
Charlie. No, because Charlie from Game Slaves likes Hannah Montana.
Mm-hmm. We should do Ashley Simpson. Everyone can sing better than her.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves, right.
Oh,
okay.
Shit, does too, yeah.
Who?
Keanu Reeves has an album.
Yeah, I have.
So does Bruce Willis. So does, what's his name? The Kevin Bacon.
Oh, my God. Anybody can make an album.
No, I would like to see Freeze Pop return, since Freeze Pop isn't in Guitar Hero 3 since they don't have anything to do with harmonics, since they can't have something to do with harmonics. I'd like to see Freeze Pop in there. Yep.
This one's going to be great. This is the end all.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, no way.
Was that?
Yes,
Tina Yothers?
Yeah.
Is that what you typed?
Ties.
From what?
Family Ties.
She did not put out an album.
Yes, she did.
Are you serious?
The Meg Griffin band from that episode of Family Guy.
How about this one?
Where Meg got a makeover.
Oh!
Oh! Ethan suggested Hanson.
Oh,
I like the Hanson girls.
Quagmire, they're all boys.
They should have that band. If you guys watched Adult Swim and if you watched Home Movies.
Oh.
That band that did that song, Kafka. I don't know if you remember it. You gotta watch Home Movies for that one, but that's like one of those like Timmy and the Lords of Underworld type of thing.
Oh, okay.
Spice Bitches.
Spice Bitch. Spice Girls. No, wait. Snow.
Oh, God. No, not Snow.
Should put him on there and have you do the whole fucking part a cappella.
That would be funny. That would be a hard time.
He's like working at a gas station in Canada right now.
Mm-hmm. Toronto.
I think what's his face, the guy with the dreads, has to go to work.
Yeah, the guy with the dreads is way overdue.
Yes.
All right, but I think we should put Matis Yahu on.
What is that?
That's that he's rabbi.
He's a Jewish reggae artist.
Mama Clot.
Why you gotta treat him like that, man? Why you gotta treat him like that?
That's it, I need it every time. Hey. Shut my rocks now. Hey.
Oh.
Shaba. Okay.
We gotta get the fuck out of here.
Sean Paul Berkowitz.
Sean Paul Berkowitz. Creflo
got the port, them to give him the fish. All right, let's do housekeeping. New on the site, I think coming soon, at the very least, I'm going to post it for Ben. Ben Lee is going to post his Yoshi's Island for DS review. I for some reason said that he had posted it before, but it was only a first impression. But I'm going to post it soon. And he doesn't have too many good things to say about it. That's a preview. And that's it for the site. There. As usual, listen to the On Point Podcast, gamespot.com/user/MarshyMan50. And Game Slaves Radio, home to Hannah Montana loving Charlie, who wrote us that lovely email. Gameslaves.net. You can also find them on iTunes, Game Slaves Radio. They have a girl on their podcast. And I think that's it for housekeeping. Any last remarks?
No.
Hey!
Pyongyang.
Hey! What did you say, Chain Gang?
Pyongyang.
Pyongyang?
It's a Isn't that like a city?
Yes, it is.
The city
Pyongwang. Wang. All right, for Alfred.
Chongyang.
For Ethan. And for Tony.
You and your pussycat died.
Oh, Rascalata, I've been your host, Austin, and I'm done. This is... Mama got the good girls gotta get down with the gangsters. Go ahead, girl, put some back with some nickel bonus. While I stand up in the background and check a phone.
Mama clot!
Why you gotta treat him like that, man? Why you gotta treat him like that?
That's the end of it every time. Hey, hey, hey. Shabba rocks now. Hey, hey. Shabba.
Oh.
Okay.
We gotta get the fuck out of here.